30 minutes.
Blog Talk Radio.
But God is supernatural.
And everybody,
God can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. Now look on out. Now here we are back on.
The Bible
God
says
made a way because God
do
will make a way.
The
only way
above
that
all
you
that
could ever lose
things.
In God.
So tonight, I don't care what your situation is. I don't care
that's the
what
only
your
way
problem is.
You could ever
Jesus
lose
in
God.
In the house
if you give up. The Bible tells us not to give up. If you don't give up, there's no way you can lose.
Really, you can't lose.
You can't lose. If you stand on the word of God.
Your way.
If you stand on the word of God.
I can't
you
tell
can't lose.
God can.
There's no way you can lose. There's no way you can lose if you stand with the word.
I said God can.
Somebody's going to hear me. You stand still.
Well, praise the Lord and God bless you. Yes, God can.
Will God.
I don't care what you need.
He'll make a way for
God
you every time.
Can do it. Thank you for tuning in. This
God's
is the Wake Up to Jesus broadcast.
It's true.
I'm your host.
No
my name is Apostle Lonnie Stones. I want
whatever
you to stay
God
tuned today. Because remember, whatever you need,
whatever God,
God can
it must
stay
come
tuned.
Because God can't lie. The Bible says, but we are bound to give thanks always to God. For you, brothers, you love of the Lord. Because God has
from the
beginning chosen you
for
salvation through sanctification of the Spirit. And we, come on now, of the Lord Jesus Christ, therefore, brother, stand back. Stand back. Don't move. If you believe God, don't give up your confidence in God. Don't let anyone hold you to the Lord. Your confidence.
When you can't
see no way, we can't lie. If you stand still, Jesus will make a way. He will make a way. He will make a way.
And you can't
in my mind. Jesus will make a way.
Oh yeah. When you can't find the courage to make a brand new start. By might, but by His Spirit that we do all things. Yes, you can face the future when your hope is in His hand.
God can do more than you can ever ask or think.
Oh, yeah.
He holds all power.
Well, let me jump into this intro. We had difficulties with Blog Talk since 7 a.m. this morning, but we got it back now. We give God the praise. All of you on live stream, we apologize for the inconvenience. Blog Talk, that tune in, we apologize to you because you couldn't get on to 7:30. But there was something wrong with the station. It wasn't my fault over here. It was on their side. I don't jump and get all angry. But I tell you, we got to stand still on the word of God, and God will bring to pass His word. Take a listen to this, and I'll be back.
Oh,
See, this is where we as Christians have to understand and stand on, that Jesus will do it because he said he will. See, we can't have any doubt there. You can't have any doubt there. You have to understand and accept. If the Lord says you will heal, then you say, well, I don't feel that I'm healed. Don't go by what you feel. Do what the Bible says here in Luke. Amen. In Luke chapter number 4. Just look at something here. I just want you to see this with your own two eyes. I want you to see this with your own two eyes. Luke chapter 4, verse number 38 says, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife's mother was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. Did you hear that? Look at the next verse. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her. And immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Now get it? The lady was sick. Simon's mother-in-law. She was sick. And all Jesus did was stand over her and rebuke the fever. And the Bible says, and it left her. Get your Bible if you don't believe me. I mean, you don't have to take my word for it. Look in Luke chapter 4. I'm reading verse 39 now. And he stood over her and rebuked the fever, and it left her immediately. She arose and ministered unto them. Now, this is a sick woman previously, but when Jesus spoke the word, she was healed. I'm telling you that healing is for you and I today. It's today, it's today, it's today, it's today now. Healing is for you. If you're sick in the body, God will heal you. You can be healed. But you got to have faith. Now, God blesses some people without faith. He just shines and shares and pours his blessing on them. But there are others like me and I, a lot of things. Well, God did a lot of things for me without faith as well. But a lot of things, I have to have faith to do it. But he gave me the faith. There's nothing that I have to go buy. I don't have to go borrow it. I don't have to go looking for it. He gave each one of us a measure of faith. So in this particular case, she didn't really need faith because Jesus spoke the word over her life. But you and I, in many instances, we're going to need faith. Because the Bible said without faith, it's impossible to please him. Let's look at something else now. The next verse. This is the verse that I know is for you and I. Verse 40. Now when the sun was setting, all they that had any sick with divers diseases brought them unto him. And he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Now Jesus healed everyone that came there. And he'll heal you. In that particular passage, there's nowhere that we see that Jesus somehow discriminated, that some he wouldn't heal and some he would heal. But the Bible said he healed every one of them, every one of them. So now, God will heal you and I. We believe it. If you stand on it, if you stand on your healing by God. See, there's some of you out there listening to me now. You're sick in the body. I've been there. I've been sick in the body. Those of you that's not sick, you don't understand that. But when a person is sick, they need some type of comforting word. And Jesus Christ is the comforter. And he got people such as myself to come and encourage you and try to motivate you and to inspire you to accept the blessings that God has already given you. Let me read something else to you. In Luke chapter, I know I got chapter 4 right now and verse 40. But I want to look at Luke 6 and 17. The Bible says, and he came down with them and stood in the plain and the company of his disciples. And a great multitude of people out of all Judea and Jerusalem and from the sea coast of Tyre and Sidon, which came to hear. And what? To be healed, H-E-A-L-E-D, of their diseases. You can come to Jesus. His arms are wide open. He says, come unto me, all you that labor and are heavy laden. He's also saying, you that's sick in the body, you that's broke, you that's disgusted, you that's about to give up. He's actually saying, come to me, and I'll take care of that. I'll heal you. I'll fix it. I'll repair it. Oh, it's repairable. God said, I'll repair it. He will repair it. And look what it says in Luke chapter 6, verse 19. And the whole multitude sought to touch him, for there went virtue out of him and healed them all. Please look at the word healed them all. Jesus Christ wants to heal you. Healing is for you. He died. He gave his life. He was crucified and buried in a borrowed tomb so you and I could be healed spiritually, mentally, and physically. God, man is a trichotomy. We are trichotomies, body, soul, and spirit. We are trichotomies. But God is concerned about the whole of us. He's concerned about our body, our soul, and our spirit. God Almighty, Jesus Christ, our Lord, and our Savior, is concerned about the whole of us. Not just a part of us, but he's concerned about the entire person, the you. Yes, Jesus is concerned about the you, whoever you are. Jesus Christ is concerned about you. He cares about you. Listen to this. I'll be right back. I still believe. This man was so sick he lost over 100 pounds from sickness, and God raised him up.
Experience all of the stuff that Job experienced until stuff started happening in my own life. Job lost everything he had in the space of one day. Take care of your cattle's gone, your livestock is gone, your children are gone, your wife is gone, she said, curse God and die. But when you keep on reading, Job pulled himself together, said, naked came I into this world, and naked shall I return. The Lord giveth and the Lord taketh away. Blessed be the name of the Lord. But I really like that part where he throws his hand up and he says, I know my Redeemer lives. Jameson spoke to you about the processes. Well, I think I failed, messed up, stuff falling apart. I feel all alone in this big house. Every now and then one of my children will come in, say something to me encouraging, and I throw my hand up and I say, God, I still believe. Would you help me by telling somebody, if I lost everything but still had Jesus, I'd have enough to start over again. If I lose everything but still have Jesus.
Do you believe? Bishop Trotter tells his story on how cancer invaded his body. This man was so severely sick. His wife left him. One of his sons, I think, got on drugs or something like that. He lost everything in his house, all his furniture, everything. This man was in a vacant house, had nothing, but he still believed. Why? Because healing is for you. Bishop Larry Trotter was so sick. This man was so sick. There was no way anyone thought he was going to ever get up again. And God healed him. Healing is for you. Whoever you are today, arthritis, kidney disease, lung disease, tuberculosis, cancer, whatever it might be, Christ Jesus is a healer. He is a healer. He came to heal you and I. We both can be healed today because Jesus said so. Listen, I did a recording last night asking for offerings, so I'm going to play that right now in a moment. And I hope you please listen to it. And if you can, be a supporter of the ministry. We're preaching all over the world. All over the world. That's what we're doing. We're preaching all over the world. All over the world. And it takes money to do it. It's not free. It takes money to do it. Please listen. And if you can, be a supporter. Think about it. And let's do it.
Been broken hearted, but now that doesn't mean a thing. I'm living for the joy and laughter. I'm learning from my befores and afters. All and all, it's been cool. His grace is
well, praise me. God bless you. Amen. I'm happy being me. Aren't you happy being you? I'm so glad that I'm me. God knew exactly what he was doing when he made me, and I'm happy being me. My name is Apostle Lonnie Sparks, and I just stopped by to ask you to keep on praying for me. Keep me up in prayer. That's one thing I desire and I need to pray, and I'm praying for you. Don't ever forget that. We're here every day, Monday through Friday, lifting up the name of Jesus Christ, trying to bring you a relevant word, a word that is important to your life, a word that can bless your life. Now, we need your support to help us continue doing it. It's not that we are broke. It's not that we don't have anything to eat. But it costs money to be on this radio every day, Monday through Friday, for 1 hour. And I try my best to bring you a word that's relevant for right now. Now listen, I want you to go to the phones, go to my internet at www.tjsm.org, and I want you to make a donation to our ministry. Help us keep praying. Send it in the mail, the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, 11221. When I'm off the air, Monday through Friday, amen, from 9 a.m. until, you can call 718-574-2244. We can take your donation by the phone. And I'm truly happy being me. I'm just grateful to God that he made me who I am. Aren't you grateful to God that he made you who you are? Man, I'm so happy that I am who I am. God made me unique, and I'm grateful to the Lord for that. Now listen, I want you to also remember, you got Jesus, that's all you'll ever need. Take a listen. Don't be afraid. Let's pass ahead.
Here's the message we want to give to the Lord. Come on.
He's everything that we need, saints. Now listen, I'm going to get back, and I got the message we're going to be talking about today. But I do need your support. Don't forget. That's the Jesus Saves Ministry, 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York. 11221 is the zip code. Some can give 100, some can give 50, some can give 1,000. Whatever the Lord put on your heart, please be a supporter of the ministry so we can keep bringing you this relevant word. Keep it locked. He really is all we need. Jesus really is all we need. If you have Jesus, you have everything that you need. You know what the Bible says? The 23rd Psalm, verse 1 from the Good News Bible, it says, I have Jesus. No, it says, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything that I need. The Lord is my shepherd, and I have everything that I need. Saints, if you got God as your shepherd, if you've accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, you don't have to worry. Don't let people intimidate you. Don't let sickness intimidate you. Don't let poverty intimidate you. If you lose your job, God got a better job for you. The Bible says Jesus healed all that came to him. And he's still doing it. Remember him saying that in the world you shall have tribulations? But then he says this, be of good cheer. I, Jesus, have overcome the world. So the world can't do no more to you than Jesus permits it. And remember, whatever he permits to happen, he's going to give you grace, strength, the ability to get through it. Nothing shall take you down. No one shall take you down. You're almost invincible because Jesus made us that way. It's not that we brag on ourselves. No, it's the word of God. I'm standing on the word of God. The word of God says I'm healed. The word of God says I'm healed. When I couldn't walk, God told me I was healed, and I began to believe I was healed. See, you got to start thinking it. Let me tell you something. I believe it was Bishop Rockford. No, it was Bishop James Copeland. We was down in Virginia. If I'm not mistaken, this was about 92, 91, something in that area. We was down at Dr. C.R. Johnson. Had a service down in Virginia, and Bishop James Copeland stood up one night. Was it Bishop James Copeland? I believe it was Bishop James Copeland, but he wasn't bishop then, he was Elder Copeland. But he got up and said, he said, let me tell you something. When God has blessed you, even you don't feel it, start acting the part right away. When God tells you that you heal, start acting like you heal. Yeah, how can you, where's the faith if you don't act out the part? When Ronald Reagan became the president of the United States, everybody said while he was running, he'll never get it because he's an actor. They said he'll never get it. And the next thing you know, Ronald Reagan was the president of the United States of America. And then you know what they started saying? He got it because he's an actor. He got it because he's an actor. Remember, initially they said, oh, he won't get it because all he, that man is not a politician. He's only an actor. Well, when he became the president of the United States of America, they changed the tone. They said, oh, he only got it because he's an actor. Well, if Ronald Reagan can become the president of the United States just because he's an actor, well, don't you think if you obey God and act out the part, God won't give you what he promised you? You got to be an actor sometimes. You got to, you know, when the pain is there, you know, it's okay. It's not okay. The pain is not okay. But it's good to say I'm healed by his stripes. I'm healed because he said so. See, I may not be healed physically. I might not be healed spiritually yet. But I'm healed because he said so. See, if you get the idea of what we're saying here, you'll be healed because Jesus said so. Look, my Aunt Esther. I had an aunt named Esther, and she stuttered when she talked. And she would say, look. Well, here we are. I'm telling you the look. In Luke chapter 4, verse 38, look, my aunt can say, look. And I'm not making fun. That's just the way she talked. Sweet lady. She's the one that taught me how to drive when I was 6 years old. My Aunt Esther, Esther White, she was a beautiful, wonderful lady. But anyway, Aunt Esther told me, said, look. Well, look in Luke chapter 4. And let's stop off at verse 38. The Bible said, and he arose out of the synagogue and entered into Simon's house. And Simon's wife, mother, was taken with a great fever, and they besought him for her. So the reason he was there, because they wanted him to heal Simon's mother-in-law. Look at verse 39. Jesus, this is Jesus now, and he stood over her, Jesus did, and rebuked the fever, and it left her, and immediately she arose and ministered unto them. Did you see what just happened there? This woman was sick. But Jesus just stood over and he rebuked the fever, and immediately she was made whole. Now, yours may not come that way, as I said previously in the early part of the broadcast. See, sometimes we get it right away. Today I'm extending the broadcast to 8:15 because I was a half hour late coming on Blog Talk. But look, sometimes God just does it, and it takes no faith because he tells you, and it happens. But there are other times that you got to use faith to get it. What do I mean by use faith? The faith that God gave you. In Romans 12:3, he said he gave every man a measure of faith. Each one of us has a measure of faith. So there's no such thing that you don't have faith. So you got to use that faith. And guess what? You use faith all the time. You probably don't realize it, but you use faith in everything you do. You put the meal in the water and you cook it. And you say, well, I'm going to have cornbread when it's over. It's not cornbread then. Hello? You put the egg in the pan, you put some grease in there, or lard, whatever you put in there, and you fry it, and you got eggs. It was egg all the time, but it's not eatable. You use faith all the time. You work all day long, didn't get a dime. You know what? Somebody texts me and says, my time is almost up. You know what? You late. You better wake up and smell the coffee. I'm on to 8:15. Thank you. Praise God. I told you people are people. Art Link let us say people are funny. People are really funny. Amen. Somebody telling me my time is about up. Amen. They woke up late. Amen. And told me my time is about up. I thank you so much, but my time will not be out this morning until 8:15. Thank you so very much. All right, get back to this faith thing. You go in your automobile, and you stick the key in there. The car's not running, but you turn the key expecting it to start. Isn't that faith? You pull up to the service station, and you go and pay the attendant, or whichever he pay you. He pumps the gas or whatever, and you stick the nozzle in the tank, and you pull the trigger, and you expect gas to go out. You didn't see the gas. Did you see it? You did not see that gas. But that took faith. And everything we do, it needs faith. And God gives us faith. We do healing the same way. You may not see it now, but start saying it. Start claiming what God says. Why not say, I preached a message one time about, 10 years ago, maybe 15. And the subject was, say what God say. If you'll start, begin to say what God say. You'll see the manifestation of God's word fulfilled right in your very eyes. You'll see God bring to pass what he said because you said what he said. You know how you please God? Say what God say. I'm weak, I can't do it. God didn't say that. You're saying that. Oh my God, so many pains, I don't know what to do. God didn't say that. You said that. Oh, Bishop Stiles, you don't know how much I've been going through. Nobody likes me. God didn't say that. You said that. Jesus said, and God said, we'll take our abode in you. There's never a time that you could be alone. It's impossible for you and I to be alone. There's no way we could be alone. Because God, the Father, God, the Holy Spirit, and God, our Savior, Jesus Christ, lives inside of us. There's never a time. He said, I will never leave you, and I will never forsake you. That's a promise. So here we are. He stood over her and rebuked the fever, and he left her. It took no faith because he did it. And immediately she arose and ministered unto him. Now, you say, well, don't he do it for me? I can't answer that. All I know is that he already gave you a tool, and I'm too. Our tools of faith. Now, God can heal us instantaneously, or he can progressively heal us. It's up to God. But I know you heal because the word of God says so. Look at the next verse. The very next verse says, now when the sun was setting, all that had any sick with dire disease brought them unto him, and he laid his hands on every one of them and healed them. Now, Now, did you notice there's no discrimination here? He didn't discriminate. He didn't just heal white folks and brown folks and tall folks and skinny folks and large folks and heal and heavy folks and whatever. He didn't heal people like that. The Bible said every one of them. Do you know everyone includes you and I? Are you aware that everyone includes you and I? We are included in the healing that God has for us. Listen.
Well, give God a praise. Come on, clap those hands like the preacher has told you. This is God's work, and we're giving God the praise because he's all we need. This is Apostle Lonnie Stoss. I'm coming to you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to ask you to be a supporter of the ministry. We need help paying the bills. We had just paid one yesterday. We're not behind. We're on cue. We thank God for that, but it's because of people like you that know that it's better to sow. If you want to reap, you got to sow. So I'm asking you to look into your heart, examine yourself. The Bible said if I give you spiritual things, I shall reap your crown of things. I don't want it for myself, but we just got to pay the bills. You can make a donation right there online at www.tjsm.org, or you can write me at TJSM 509 Evergreen Avenue, Brooklyn, New York, or you can call me on the telephone, 718-574-2244. We need your help. We'll look to hear from you real soon.
You're all that I need. Jesus is everything that we ever need. Once we have Christ, we have it all. My life is complete when I have Christ. But without Christ, I'm a loser. I can do all things through Christ. I sit back and laugh at people. They say, man, why are you laughing? I said, because God says I'm a winner, and I stand on what God says. I stand on what God says. God says I'm more than a conqueror, so I stand on that. You say, well, you, I don't sit well. You know, I'm moving my faith. I'm moving by faith. God says I'm more than a conqueror. I believe that I'm more than a conqueror. You know what it says? In Psalms 23 and 1 from the Good News Bible, it said, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. See, once you get to that place in God. Now, I was there when I first got saved, and then I got around some negative people, and they started me have me thinking negative, speaking negative. But when the Lord first saved me, I believed every word. I mean, I was sold out for Jesus. I was sold out for Jesus. Every word, I believed it. But I got around negative people. And they started saying things like, man, this is a different time. You know, that was in the Bible. It ain't like that now. Man, I became just as negative. And I got to give this one man that really God used as an instrument to turn my life around. His name was Dr. Clarence Johnson, Brooklyn Tabernacle. I'm telling you, that man spoke faith into my life, and my life has never been the same. And I thank God for Dr. Clarence Johnson. I mean, I thank God for all my instructors, all my tutors, all my teachers. I thank God for all of them. But Dr. Johnson was the man that put faith back in me that God had already put there. And you know what? I don't take down. I don't care what happened. I believe God regardless because I know he can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask him. Think I do. God can do it. There's no sickness that you can have that he can't heal. No. There's no financial burden that you could be in today that God cannot deliver you from. He can do abundantly above all that you could ever ask or think. God is sovereign. He got all power. He's omnipotent. Come on now. He's omnipresent. He's every place at the same time. Good. God is wisdom. Do you understand that? He is the center of my life. And you know what? Not only the center of my life, he's on the throne in my life. See, I once was on the throne, but I wasn't doing too good. I once was steering and driving, but I wasn't doing too good. But I have given up my place of steering and driving, and I've surrendered to my Lord and my Savior, Jesus Christ. And he drives, he stirs, he leads me, he guides me. And that's why when I get sick, I look to him, because we got a song that we play, this old building keep on leaking. I got to move to a better home. Then we got another song, so God, you are my landlord. You are my landlord. I got a leak in the building. And I believe that God owns me. And so when I get sick and problems, I just believe that my owner, it's his job to repair me. Have you ever seen a house repairing itself? I've owned one, two, three, four, five, six. I've owned seven houses in my life, owned them myself. And you know what? I've never seen one with a leak in the roof that actually takes a can of tar or paper and go up and repair itself. You have to do it because you own it, or you pay someone to do it. Well, if God owned me, I'm his responsibility. Hey, glory, glory, glory. Y'all with me? He said, the Lord is my shepherd. I have everything I need. Everything I need. The Lord is my shepherd, and I have everything I need. Home Christian Study Bible said, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack. Home Christian Study Bible says in Psalm 23, the Lord is my shepherd. There is nothing I lack, because he's my shepherd. Oh, glory to God. You know, the enemy don't want me to say that, and he doesn't want you to say that. He'll tell you, oh, man, you better not be testifying so high. Look what it says in the Message Bible. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing. God, my shepherd, I don't need a thing, because God is my shepherd. Well, I guess I done talk so much. My mother used to tell me, she said, boy, you talk so much, when you die, you ain't going to have nothing to say. That's what my grandmother used to tell me. Now, as I got older, I realized grandmama didn't even know what she was talking about. So I'm going to keep on talking as long as God give me a voice, and I'm able to pronounce what these words and let you know that God loves you. If you don't get nothing else out of any message that I bring, just know that God loves you, and he wants you saved. He loved you so much that he died in your stead. He loved you so much that he gave his life for you. He was actually buried in a borrowed tomb. He was crucified. He was nailed to a cross. They pierced him in the side with a sword. They put a crown of thorns on Jesus' head. For you. If you'd have been the only person in the world, he would have did it for you. That's the love that he has for you. And he's saying to you that come unto me, all you that labor, and I'll give you rest. He's saying, come to me, I'll give you rest. He is saying, Jesus Christ is saying, if you'll come to me, I'll give you rest. If you'll come to him. If you'll come to him. Watch him. Watch him bless you. Watch things change in your life. Watch him. If you think I'm lying, you watch. If you come to Jesus today, he'll change everything in your life. Look what the Bible says in Matthew 11:28. From the Message Bible. Are you tired, worn out, burned out on religion? Come to me. Get away with me. And you recover your life. I'll show you how to take a real rest. That's Jesus talking. Now, of course, that's the Message Bible. And I know you're too deep for that. So let me go back to the King James. Thank God I got this program. I got all these versions on the Bible. Here's King James Bible. It says, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. He's talking to you, my friend. You can be saved today. Jesus gave his life for you. You are a child of God. You are God's property. And he loves you. All you have to do is give him your life. If you're not saved, I want you to think about this today. May God bless you real good.
There it is.
I mean, he's the only one that can help you. Jesus Christ is the only one that can save you. It's so simple to come to him and to be born again. All you have to do is repent of your sins. Confess with your mouth that God raised Jesus Christ from the grave, and believe this in your heart, you can be saved. In Romans chapter 10, verse number 9, the word of God says this, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God has raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. Could I pray with you this morning, this afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time of day you may be listening to this? Let's pray. Bow your heads with me if you can. Dear God, our Father, I acknowledge my wrong and my sin. I ask you to forgive me. I do believe that your Son Jesus came to this earth, lived a perfect life, was crucified, buried in a borrowed tomb, rose from the grave on the third day with all power. Now I believe that, Father, in my heart. Save me now in Jesus' name. My friend, if you believe that, you're saved. Keep it locked right here.
Tell you, if you only try, he'll change your life. Blind Bartimaeus will tell you, if you only trust him, he'll restore to your sight. Only trust him now. We're waiting for you all over the building. If you're not a part of a local church, if you haven't submitted to believers' baptism, if you're on the outside looking in, tonight is your opportunity to surrender, to submit, to experience the change you've been waiting for, the breakthrough, the deliverance that you so desperately need. Tonight is your night. Now is the time to come to Jesus. Would you come? Would you come? Wherever you are.
Well, praise you, my friend. God bless you. We're coming to the end of the road. We got to go. I never want to leave you without leaving you in the hands of the Lord Jesus. Remember, God loves you and I do too. You take care in Jesus' name. I know some of y'all wonder, how do you do that? I know people. And then I know the boss man. Of the Lord, y'all. Have a good day.
Y'all ever hear a preacher say, I'm going to close? How many times does he close before he closes? Have a good day, y'all. God bless you. I'm going home. I'll see you in Jesus' name.